The story of Job and his friends. Well, this is a true story. There was a man in the land of Uz. What a funny name. The land of Uz. And his name was Job. That man was very upright and pure. A man who feared God and hated evil. And he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. 7 plus 3 is 10. He had 10 children. And he had 7,000 sheep and thousands of camels and oxen, hundreds of she-asses, of donkeys, and he was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons used to go and hold feasts, big parties, in the house of each of them on their birthday, and they called their 3 sisters to come and to eat and to drink with them. And when the days of their partying were finished, Job used to get up early in the morning and offer burnt offerings, because Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned." And Job did this all the time. That does rather sound like his children weren't quite as they should be, doesn't it? Anyway, there was a day when the sons of God came before the Lord, and Satan came among them. Now, what does that mean? The sons of God. This doesn't have to mean the angels. It could mean the believers. John says, now are we the sons of God. And they came before the Lord. That doesn't mean that they went up to heaven. It means whenever you come before God to worship, you come before the Lord. That's why when they used to bring offerings to the priest, it says they came before the Lord. So, the sons of God came together before the Lord. They were in God's presence, and the Satan came among them. Now, Satan means an adversary, and it can just mean a person. Like Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Doesn't mean that Satan was that Peter was a dragon with horns and tail and all that. It just means that he was an enemy. So it can be used about a person. And so,
Stop it. That's right.
And so, Satan is one who is against. And one of these people who was against came amongst the gathering of the children of God.
Satan doesn't mean the enemy.
That's right. Well done.
And Satan. And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan."
But he said that to Peter.
Yes. He said it to Satan means...
It means...
Adversary?
That's right, an adversary. Or an enemy, one who is against. So, there was one who was against, who came amongst the children of God, the believers. And the Lord said to the Satan, the enemy, "Where have you come from?" And he said, "Well, I've just been walking around up and down on the earth." He's very vague in his answer. And the Lord said to the Satan, "Have you thought about my servant Job? How good he is, how upright he is, how he fears God and hates evil?" The Satan replied to the Lord and said, "But does Job fear God for nothing? Haven't you given him all that he's got and protected all that he's got and blessed the work of his hands and given him so many animals and servants and children? But I think that if you put out your hand now and touch what he's got, he will curse you to your face." God said to the Satan, "Very well, all that he's got is in your power, but do not touch he himself with your hand." So the Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. So you see, whoever this enemy was, he had the thought that maybe we've all had, of being jealous of somebody and thinking, well, they only believe in God because God gave them lots of wealth and a good life. So, God says to this person or whoever it was, "Okay then, I'll give you the power to just experiment with Job. Let's take it all away from him, see what happens." So, there was a day when Job's children were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Then a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were ploughing and the donkeys feeding calmly next to the oxen. And then the Sabaeans came, roving people who wandered around the deserts, stealing things and killing people. The Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away, and they've killed your servants with the sword, and only I escaped to tell you. And while he was still speaking, there came another messenger and said, God's fire fell from heaven and burned up your sheep and the servants, and only I escaped to tell you. Now, the fire of God. So you see, this didn't come from some wicked dragon up in the sky. It was all from God. And then, while he was speaking, another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans have just attacked all the camels and have taken them away and killed your servants with the sword, and only I escaped. And then, while he was speaking, there came another and said, your children were eating and drinking wine in their older brother's house, and a great wind came from the wilderness and hit the house, and it collapsed, and they're all dead, and only I escaped to tell you. And Job arose and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked will I return there. So when you're born, you're not born with any clothes, are you? The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed is the name of the Lord.
Mummy says that my skin is like my baby suit.
Well, that's right, our birthday suit, yeah. So then...
But it grows with us.
That's right. So God gave and God took away. It doesn't say that God gave and this wicked enemy took away. No, God gave and God took away. So the good things in life and the bad things all in the end come from God. Well, the story goes on. And this Satan, this enemy, says, well, Job still believes in you just because you haven't touched his health. But now if you do something to his body, I'm sure he'll turn against you. And God said, okay, you cannot kill him, but I authorize you to touch his flesh and see what happens. So then, poor Job was smitten with terrible boils, big sores, from the sole of his foot unto the top of his head. And he sat among the ashes and tried to scrape his flesh. And his wife said to him, do you still keep your faith in God? Curse God and die. But Job said to her, no. Shall we not receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? So again, you see, he keeps on believing that all the good things and all the negative things come from God. Now, after this, his three friends came to see him, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. And in the book of Job, you read all their arguments. Some of them say, oh, come on, Job, you must have sinned, because if you suffer, it means you sinned. Come on, tell us, what did you do? And Job says, no, I didn't. This is just from God.
And Job was a very kind man. And God had all power, so he got a power to do that.
Well, the enemy was given the power, the Satan was given the power to do these things to Job. But these three friends then came and started arguing with Job and said, come on, you must have sinned, and come on, tell us what it is. Nobody ever suffered when they didn't do anything wrong, and if you did right, well, God will bless you. What's your problem? And you see, they were wrong. They were totally wrong, because good people like the Lord Jesus suffer terribly in this life, and bad people often do very well. So it's not all so simple that if you're good, God blesses you, and if you're naughty, God punishes you. It's not so simple. And so they debate, and in the course of all the argument, Job comes to the conclusion that there must be a day when justice will be done and when God is going to judge him rightly, and when finally he will receive the reward for having lived a godly life. And he says that although after I'm dead, worms are going to eat my body, yet I know that in my flesh I will see God, and I will see him with my own eyes. So he was looking forward to the resurrection of the dead, when the Lord Jesus comes back.
And a dead means must be dead. Some people resurrect.
That's right. Well, Job is one of the people who's going to be resurrected because he was one of God's people. And then at the end, God himself intervenes and there's a big thunderstorm and God starts talking to Job and the friends about the animals and he says about how he's created everything and about his great power. And God shows all of them that in some ways they're all wrong. And in the end, Job prays for God to forgive his friends who've said all these hurtful things to him. And he himself says, yes, I have sinned. Although he was very good and he didn't do anything wrong in that sense, yet the very best man still sins. There's only one man who didn't sin, and that's the Lord Jesus. And then God gave Job a new family and wealth all over again. And in the New Testament, James says that you have heard of the patience of Job and that the Lord is very pitiful. So then you can see God's patience with a person, trying to explain to them, trying to teach them, and trying to gently bring them to a firm faith and hope that we've got in the resurrection from the dead when the Lord Jesus comes back.